relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you thought 2016 was important, 2020 is going to be the greatest, most significant election of your lifetime. As a result, we've created a unique additional podcast with our regular guest in studio, former special assistant to President Trump, Boris Epstein. It's called The Battle for 1600. Join us today by subscribing to the podcast for free. Just look for my name, Boris Epstein, and The Battle for 1600.
You ever see Sleepy Joe with the little circles? He puts them very far away, so far away, and then he comes up with a mask. He's like 100 yards from the nearest human being. He's got a mask. He feels good about the mask. I wonder, in the debate, it'll be him and I or the stage. Is he going to walk in with a mask? I'll be honest. He feels good about the mask, and that's okay. You know what? Whatever makes you feel good, he feels good. I mean, honestly, what the hell did he spend all that money on the plastic surgery if he's going to cover it up with a mask? Seriously. The whole deal.
Why are those rallies just so much fun? Thank you, Mr. G, for telling me to play that one at the top of our second hour, and also for catching that prank caller. You are good at what you do, Mr. G. We had so much fun. We've got a library of these losers and how we have fun with them breaks. Mr. G, are you there?
Yes.
Are we going to do something with that library?
Yes, we are.
What are we going to do?
I don't know what yet.
But are we going to burn the system down?
I'm plotting something good.
Oh, my God. You heard it here first. When Mr. G is plotting something, the left has no idea what they're in for. I'm Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Trump, member of his National Security Education Board, and this is the Salem Radio Network. We will get to your calls, but we have so much to share with you, so much, such fabulous audio and video, something very, very distinctive that was sent to me that we will play for you momentarily. But first, Jim Acosta from the fake news CNN network. Kayleigh McEnany just destroyed Dear Abilio again. And I still don't have an answer. Jim, will you tell us, tell the world, why you are so ashamed of your Hispanic heritage? You were born Abilio Acosta. That's a great name, Abilio. So why do you go by Jim? Why? Is that a racist act? Have you appropriated white culture? Why the shame? Fess up, Abilio. Let's listen to how Kayleigh McEnany deals with poor little Jimmy boy. This is a Video Cut 7. Eric, play cuts.
At 200,000 deaths, shouldn't the president be telling people the truth about this virus at his rallies?
The president is telling people the truth, and you're right, Jim, that
He's saying that it affects virtually nobody and that it doesn't affect young people. He's not telling the truth.
Jim, but you're, again, taking the president out of context. I have his full quote here, and you're right that he was referring to young people. He said this.
Well, I'm not taking it out of context. If I said he was talking about younger people, then I'm not taking it out of context.
You are taking it out of context because you're making an assertion that he's not giving critical information when, in fact, he is. And I will underscore exactly what he said. And he said this, you know, in some states, thousands of people, and they've had nobody young, below the age of 18, like nobody. They have a strong immune system. That is factually true. You can go to the American Academy of Pediatrics website, the Children's Hospital Association, and they list out a number of states that have had zero pediatric deaths.
Can contract the coronavirus and then spread it to older people.
And
we've known this since the very beginning. And for the president of the United States, at 200,000 deaths, to go out to his rallies and say something like it virtually affects nobody, and that in some states it's not affecting young people, that is glossing over the fact and really diminishing the fact that young people can catch this virus and spread it to older people. Younger people can also be sickened and killed by this virus.
Jim, do you have the quote there with you?
I have the quote here, yes.
Yes, it is exactly as I just read it to you, that in several states, they have had zero pediatric deaths. I have the entire list here: Arkansas, Delaware, District of Columbia, Iowa, Hawaii, Idaho, Kansas, and the list goes on. And as you may not know, Jim, the COVID has a 0.01% mortality rate for people under the age of 18. So it is not a disease that affects young people in the same way as older people, which is the exact point the president was making last night. Yes.
One question after that. Why does Jim Acosta have a hard pass, a permanent pass to the White House compound? Because he is definitely not a journalist. He's a liar. He's a hack. He's a propagandist. Something needs to be done about that man's access whenever he wants to the most powerful building in the world, because he is not a member of the Fourth Estate. He is just an activist for the Democrat Party. Time to review his hard pass, along with several others. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Let's go to your calls. Buck Sexton next here on the show. Let's go to Philadelphia, Line 3. Dave, welcome aboard.
Dr. Gorka, big fan of yours. I've listened to you since you first came on.
Good for you. Is this your first time calling in, Dave?
Yes, it is.
Welcome.
I tried for a while, but I got in today. I'd just like to make a point. I have a friend who sits on a major board in Philadelphia, and basically I wanted to make a connection between the Chinese Communist Party. They have a lot of investments in these American corporations who are donating to Black Lives Matter.
Yes.
I think if John Solomon looks into that, he'll find either their parent company or the subsidiaries of these companies are making these donations. And I heard that man on Stealth Wars. I'm definitely going to buy his book. But I just wanted to bring this point up that really nobody's really talking about in the news or anywhere. That they've really inserted themselves in the American culture through these American corporations and their investments.
No, this is a really good point, and I'm so glad that Jeff told me to take this call from you, Dave. Think about the circularity of what you've just described with your friend on that board. We have individual companies with access to a lot of money who either willingly or through hucksterism, who are being intimidated to do so, are donating millions of dollars to Black Lives Matter. And when you go to the donation page for Black Lives Matter, it actually transports you to a Democrat site for funding candidates. And it is part and parcel of undermining this nation, and has a lot to do potentially with the vested interests that own a large part of these companies or companies that are doing business in China. We will indeed get John Solomon on the case. He'll be in studio. Stay on the line. We want to reward Dave. Let's give Dave a signed copy of The War for America's Soul for being a loyal listener and for calling in with a superb point. Let's continue. Let's go to our good friend, Pittsburgh, this time. Jeff, Line 4.
Hey, Dr. Gorka, great to talk to you again, as always.
Welcome back.
I just wanted to say, thank you. I just wanted to say very quickly, ever since I was a very young man, I knew there was an element within this country that was looking to undermine our traditional values.
How did you know that, Jeff?
To tell you the truth, it was just a feeling like through the media, of course, and through all these subversive messages. And I never really understood until I listened to former KGB agent Yuri Bezmenov talk about ideological subversion and the four stages of demoralization, destabilization, crisis, and then normalization. And I think right now we're in the process of destabilization. At least our enemies are trying to destabilize our country with all these, they're subverters. And I never really understood it until I listened to Yuri Bezmenov talk about psychological warfare.
Yeah, I'm so grateful you raised this, Jeff. I have been ruminating over this issue for many months now because I'm familiar with the case of the Soviet defector Yuri Bezmenov. If you haven't seen the video, Eric, let's find the longest version of the Bezmenov video available right now. Let's post it on our Twitter feeds, our Facebook pages. That's Seb Gorka and Sebastian Gorka on Facebook. Because this is a man who, back in the 80s, sat down as a propaganda operative, as a person inside the Soviet Union who had done this to America and her allies, to explain how you defeat us from the inside, how it takes two generations of indoctrination through the media, through the schools, through the education system, to defeat a nation without a shot being fired. And we are living it right now. We won the Cold War. Yes, we did. God bless Ronald Reagan. God bless Margaret Thatcher, St. John Paul. Thanks to them, we won the external Cold War. And the question is, will we win it internally against those who wish to see socialism and communism created by American hands? For those are the stakes. Thank you, my friend. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, broadcasting live from the ReliefFactor.com studios, live streaming on YouTube, on Facebook, available on Instagram TV, also as a podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe for free and do us a little review, if you would, on your podcast app. Back with the irrepressible Buck Sexton here on the Salem Radio Network.
Sebastian, well, listen to him. He's with us.
Welcome back, dear friends. It's guest number 3. How is that happening? If you're enjoying the show, join me tonight on the Fox Business Network with none other than Lou Dobbs. Tonight, Fox Business. But now we have to travel through the airwaves, through the line, to former NYPD Intel Division and CIA analyst. He's Buck Sexton, host of The Buck Sexton Show and author of The Socialism Survival Guide. Buck, welcome back to America First.
Dr. G, always a pleasure, my friend. Thanks for having me back.
All right, so we are watching right now in studio the footage from Louisville, Kentucky. The AG has made his pronouncement with regard to the officers involved in what has been now filed as a wanton endangerment case. And you tweeted the following, and I'd like you, as a national security practitioner, a man who has worked issues of this ilk, to expand on it. You wrote, "It was not a no-knock warrant. That was a lie that the media ran with for months. Kenneth Walker shot at the police and police returned fire. Breonna Taylor's death was a tragic accident. It was not murder." Tell us more, Buck.
Well, I think those are the key facts that were told today to the public definitively by the district attorney of Kentucky. And I have to say, you know, the no-knock warrant component of this got a lot of it from professional athletes, from LeBron James. In fact, Rand Paul had the Breonna Taylor Act. You know, Rand Paul on criminal justice is very open mind to these issues. Sometimes maybe a little too open.
The famous legislation on no knock warrants. Correct.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Rand Paul, because it was called the Breonna Taylor Act. Well, now it's named for somebody. For, you know, it's a no knock warrant prohibition when there wasn't a no knock warrant in force, right? So I just think that that's worth noting here. That there was a bipartisan belief, and the media amplified this, that here's what happened, Dr. G. These cops went to the door, bust in through the door, and they just, you know, they frightened Walker, who was the civilian here, wasn't, you know, boyfriend of Breonna Taylor, and that he just fired thinking they were drug dealers. And so, totally understandable that he would do that at 3 a.m. So it's the cops' fault then in the ensuing exchange. That's why the no-knock component of this is so important to get down. There was an independent witness that the grand jury heard testimony from who said the police knocked and announced themselves before going in. So now you have somebody who maybe is going to claim, and I think this is likely, oh, I didn't hear it, or I didn't know. But that's different from the police not letting it be known in advance that they were coming in through the door. So then beyond that, you get into what is the expectation in this circumstance when you have police fired upon, total agreement on the facts here that they were fired upon first, a police officer hit by a round. When the police are being shot at by someone, are they allowed to return fire, or are they expected to just run for cover and hope that they are not killed, you know, right where they are? And that's really what this case comes down to, because the firing in response to Walker's rounds under the circumstances was justified. Shooting Breonna Taylor was an accident. I mean, this would be like if a bank robber fired at a police officer on the street and the police officer returns fire and that bullet goes over the bank robber's shoulder, let's say, and hits an innocent bystander.
Right.
Now, the city is liable for that, and that's a tragedy. And so we all need to be clear on that. However, that cop is not guilty of murder or any crime. That cop just was in a difficult circumstance and was unable to put all the rounds on target.
You mentioned narratives. You mentioned sports figures getting involved. This is a statement from ESPN, Max Kellerman, about the violence we are seeing on the streets of America in the last 4 months. As a former NYPD and CIA professional, I have to have your response. Eric, play video cut 4, please.
Black Lives Matter. 93% of the protests are peaceful. The vast, overwhelming majority are peaceful. And by the way, the 7% that are not, they have a very broad definition of what's not quote-unquote peaceful. For example, if you block traffic or something like that, or if you respond to police provocation. And even then, a big percentage of that, that wasn't peaceful, is actually outside agitators, extremist right-wing agitators, posing as protesters in order to make the protests look bad. That's the first thing.
So the violence in Seattle, in Portland, on the streets of Baltimore, that's right-wing agitators, Buck Sexton.
Well, when you have no good argument to make, then it's time to just start embracing delusions and embracing absurd conspiracy theories. There's no basis for this at all, other than people realize that the various riot movements in places like Portland and Seattle, we've seen some of it here, even in New York City, where I currently am, that Dr. Gorka, there's absolutely no way to justify these behaviors. It's just not possible, right? Because now we've seen the end effect. I mean, I argue that Black Lives Matter, the movement, BLM, has made everything worse for everyone. That there's been actually no improvement as the second iteration of this movement has come about. That they've made cities less safe. They've made people more angry. They've hurt relationships with the police. And businesses have been burned down and people have died because of this with no upside whatsoever. So it's just a mass expression of rage utilized and weaponized by the forces of the left and the socialist Democrats in this country. People like that, the ESPN guy, I mean, I know ESPN is really MSNBC with sports, as we know, but I just caught at the end there when he's saying that these are right-wing, you know, agitators. I mean, this is just flatly absurd, but when people don't have an argument to make based on the facts, their only option is just to ignore what is known, and that's what he's doing. So you're going to see more of that. I mean, you're going to have more people that claim that tonight even, look, there's going to be, I'm making a prediction, there are going to be riots in Louisville tonight. It's going to happen.
Yes.
Probably riots in some other places. And we know who's behind it, and it's not MAGA hat-wearing right-wingers.
Yes, it might be the police, according to a Senate candidate, Pastor Raphael Warnock. This is video cut 6, of course, a Democrat candidate. It's not the rioters. It's not even the right-wing agitators. It's the police. This is video cut 6. Eric, play cut.
So in Ferguson, police power showing up in a kind of gangster and thug mentality. You know, you don't have, you can wear all kinds of colors and be a thug. You can sometimes wear the colors of the state and behave like a thug.
We only have a few seconds left in this segment, but Buck, you worked for the NYPD. Were you working with thugs and gangsters in the NYPD?
No, and the defamation of law enforcement that the Democrat Party has engaged in really wholesale fashion is a disgrace. It's unworthy of this nation. It's unworthy of anybody holding public office. Our law enforcement are the front line of holding our society and our civilization together every day. They deserve our respect and our thanks, not this nonsense the libs have been thrown at them for months.
That is true. They do deserve our recognition every single day when they put on that badge, strap on that gun. He knows. He's Buck Sexton, host of The Buck Sexton Show. Follow him on Twitter right now. Back with Buck after these messages. Don't touch that dial. There is nothing I love more than a nice, juicy American steak. Recently, I met some incredible patriots, and I would like to introduce you to my friends at GoodRanchers.com. Now you can skip the inconsistent meat aisle at the grocery store forevermore. Get the very best American meat delivered constantly right to your door. And yes, I said American. All their meat is raised and harvested right here in the U.S. of A. Good Ranchers partners with American farmers all across our great land to get the best quality meat delivered with free shipping right to your door. Go to GoodRanchers.com to choose your scheduled delivery today. 100% American-born, raised, and harvested beef and chicken delivered consistently to your home. T-bone, ribeyes, fillets, and more. Oh, porterhouse, that's my favorite. Use promo code GORKA, G-O-R-K-A, to save $20 off your purchase. That's GoodRanchers.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A, to save $20. GoodRanchers.com, promo code GORKA.
Making sense out of today's news, here's Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
How does he do it? How does that man operate on 2, maybe 2.5 hours of sleep every night? Part of the secret, we can't give it all away, is what he rests his head on. It's Mike Lindell's My Pillow. Yes, the president loves Mike Lindell's My Pillow. So do I. The only pillow that never gets hot, never loses shape, just cuddles your cranium through the night. I had such a good night's sleep yesterday. Can you tell? Am I bushy-tailed and bright-eyed? Check it out right now. Get up to 50% off Mike's amazing products at MyPillow.com, including his Giza Dream Sheets made of the finest, softest Egyptian cotton. Call 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468. MyPillow.com. But you've got to use the secret code G-O-R-K-A. We are back with Buck Sexton, warrior for freedom, former NYPD Intel Division and CIA analyst, host of the Buck Sexton Show. Buck, I asked you in the break, you don't know who Gary Lamb is, do you?
No, I feel like I probably should, just based on the fact you're asking me, but I can't.
No, don't worry about it. Don't worry. Gary Lamb, I didn't even know his name until Jeff found it. Gary Lamb is a truck driver, and he spends his day hauling massive bags, 50-pound bags of rice, across the nation, delivering them to restaurants and grocery stores. And he's been listening, I guess, to this guy called Tim Pool, who's a bit of a gonzo journalist. And as a result of his coming over to the light side, Gary Lamb, a black truck driver, recorded a 9-minute video that I think is going to change lives in the next 40 days. And we have a 60-second clip, and I just think it's incredibly powerful, and I want to share it with our listeners, our viewers, and you. So, Buck, just listen to the message of this man a few days, 40 days before our election. Cut 11, Gary Lamb.
To me, Trump is a freaking godsend. To me, Trump is what is life. To me, Trump is a second chance. Sorry about that if you didn't hear me. To me, Trump is a second chance. So when you say I'm like, nah, dude, he's way more than that. He's way more than that. You see, I don't have the luxury to worry about freaking Roe versus Wade. I don't have the luxury to worry about that. I'm too busy trying to keep my family fed to think about that. And for the first goddamn time in my life, I actually see a way out. I see a way out. Something I've never seen before. I see a way out, man. And just that little bit of hope is enough for me to have a fire in my belly, powerful to freaking charge the goddamn world, man. I'm ready to take over. But if Biden gets in office, man, I don't know what I'm going to do.
That's black truck driver Gary Lamb. Buck Sexton, don't you think there are a lot of Gary Lambs in America?
I certainly hope so. And I can also hope that, you know, millions of people will hear what Gary has to say. I love the truck drivers listening to my show. I mean, they're
all love our truck drivers.
Most loyal listeners, and they, you know, they're always, you're riding with them, they're riding with you. You know, they're a great bunch. And Gary Lamb is giving voice to, I think, what a lot of people feel, which is that President Trump inspires people to do more for themselves and to see a path forward to the future that they want, and isn't constantly telling them that they can't do it or the government has to do it for them or someone else is holding them down. And that's just, it's building instead of tearing down. And I think that's really one of the fundamental separations you see between the Democrat and Trump mentalities here going into this reelection. One side is just always telling you how everything is awful. It'll be a little less awful if we go with some socialist policies, but still pretty racist. The other side will say, this is the greatest country in the world, and if we just let Americans live their lives in peace, freedom, and prosperity, it's going to be better for all of us. And I know that that's boiling it down to a very basic level, but I think Gary understands that. I feel Gary on what he's saying here. I hear him.
And in the last 30 seconds, how important right now, especially in the last 40 days, Buck, is courage to actually speak the truth in America?
Everyone has a role to play, Dr. G, in this fight ahead. Every person who tells somebody else, go out there, support Trump, show up and vote, don't be cowed, don't fear, don't be scared, even though there's going to be insane stuff. You and I both know between now and the election, the left is going to throw everything they have at this. They're not going to try to convince. They're going to try to threaten, to scare, to coerce where they have to, where they think it benefits them. Everyone has their role to play. And as we say on my show, you have to keep your shields high. You got to be ready for the battle. The onslaught is coming, friends, but I think we can win it.
Hashtag shields high. Be more like Buck Sexton. Be more like Gary Lamb. Follow him on Twitter at Buck Sexton, host of The Buck Sexton Show. Keep your powder dry, my friend. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Back to your calls here on America First on the Salem Radio Network. We need to be at the top of our game for the next 40 days and beyond. Do what I do. I went to the gym today. That's great. That's important. But you've got to eat right and you've got to get the right things in your body. Do what I do. Dr. Douglas Howard has formulated Balance of Nature. 6 little capsules I take before the show. 3 red for fruit, 3 green for vegetables. It gives me an incredible 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Nobody eats that healthily. Except you. Be the healthiest you could be by ordering Balance of Nature right now at balanceofnature.com. Promo code GORKA will get you 35% off and free shipping. You can also call them on 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Balanceofnature.com. Promo code GORKA. And once you order your Balance of Nature, you get access to a free health coach at the end of a phone line. How cool is that? Balanceofnature.com.
Say thank you, man. I know this video is long as hell, but I needed to show you this so you can see this is what I'm fighting for, just to be able to take care of my family. I'm fighting for my family. I'm voting for my family. And I'm voting for black people like me trying to do the same damn thing. There are black people out here that don't want to turn to crime. They don't want to do bad things. They don't want to do horrible things. I'm one of those men.
That's Gary Lamb. Let's post the whole video on Twitter, on Facebook. Eric, let's get that up there. Congratulations, Tim Pool, for doing what you did to that man and so many others, I hope, because I think America is waking up. We're going to go to your calls in a second, but first things first, let's talk about what you should be consuming through your streaming services. I've got some cuts from, I know it's Netflix, I know they're evil, but something strange happened, and they posted something that it's very, very, very useful. Well, share that with you momentarily. But Dinesh has done it again. Dinesh D'Souza has a new movie. It's called Trump Card. It is about the creeping socialism of Joe Biden, the overt socialism of Bernie Sanders, everything you need to know, who's behind it, why it's evil, and how you can work with President Trump to stop it. You can watch it now at Trump at watchtrumpcard.com. That's watchtrumpcard.com. All of his films are superb. Death of a Nation was amazing. Watch this movie as well. I've seen it and I recommend it to you. That's watchtrumpcard.com for streaming, on demand, pre-order your DVD. Dinesh has done it again. Okay, let's talk about what I saw. Somebody recommended it to me, and I watched it with my wife, with my muse. It's called Social Dilemma. Not the best title in the world. It's a documentary. I love documentaries. But here's what it's about. It's on Netflix, and it has maybe 20 of the founding inventors, code writers, CEOs behind the biggest social media platforms. So people who were involved on the ground at Facebook, Instagram, Google, you name it, talking about how evil big tech has become and your role in big tech, which, number one, is not as a consumer, it's as a commodity. Two shortcuts, and then you need to go and watch it. This is Social Dilemma. And the role of you on social media, cut 19.
If you're not paying for the product, then you are the product. A lot of people think, you know, oh, well, Google's just a search box, and Facebook's just a place to see what my friends are doing and see their photos. But what they don't realize is they're competing for your attention. So, you know, Facebook, Snapchat, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, companies like this, their business model is to keep people engaged on the screen.
Let's figure out how to get as much of this person's attention as we possibly can. How much time can we get you to spend? How much of your life can we get you to give to us?
When you think about how some of these companies work, it starts to make sense. There are all these services on the internet that we think of as free, but they're not free. They're paid for by advertisers. Why do advertisers pay those companies? They pay in exchange for showing their ads to us. We're the product. Our attention is the product being sold to advertisers.
Every single action you take is carefully monitored and recorded. Exactly what image you stop and look at, for how long you look at it. Oh yeah, seriously, for how long you look at it.
They know when people are lonely, they know when people are depressed, they know when people are looking at photos of your ex-romantic partners, they know what you're doing late at night, they know the entire thing.
Big Brother has arrived. It's here. And you know what's frightening about it? We have walked into it voluntarily. And it's not just about how you are being exploited. It's also about how others are exploiting it to attack America. One more cut from Social Dilemma 20.
We've created a system that biases towards false information. Not because we want to, but because false information makes the companies more money than the truth. The truth is boring.
It's a disinformation for profit business model. You make money the more you allow unregulated messages to reach anyone for the best price.
We're being bombarded with rumors
people are blowing up actual physical cell phone towers. We see Russia and China spreading rumors and conspiracy theories.
Panic and protests in Ukraine.
People have no idea what's true, and now it's a matter of life and death.
The biggest eye-opener for me. Did you hear those words? The truth is boring, and they can make more money out of lies. Remember the Russia hoax? Yeah. If you haven't boycotted them already, one last thing you should watch, Social Dilemma. Let's go to your calls. Let's squeeze in Phil in Los Angeles, who's been waiting patiently, line 5. Welcome, Phil.
Yes, Professor Gorka, love your show.
Thank you.
I'm like Dave from Philly. I've been with you since the first day in January of 19.
Are you a first-time caller as well, like Dave?
Yes, sir.
Welcome.
And I gave up Sean for you. I want you to know that.
Oh, that's a big deal. Thank you, my friend.
Quick, two questions.
We've got time for one. We've got 90 seconds before the heartbreak. Hit me with one question.
I about fell out of my chair when I heard Victoria Tonsing say that Ronald Reagan was pro-choice. Is that true?
Sadly, he wasn't. Look, I'm no presidential historian, and I only became an American citizen 7 years ago. But he wasn't exactly robust in his pro-life approaches.
Okay.
All right. And this is why, you know, it's tough, but it's a statement of fact, my friend. President Trump is the most pro-life president we've ever had. So God bless Ronald Reagan, but he could have been tougher. Let's squeeze in your second question, because you have been a loyal listener, Phil. What's the second?
I was just wondering why you didn't ask her about that, if you were stunned too, or what was your reaction to that?
Because that wasn't the topic of the day. We were here to talk about the swamp, about corruption, about the Supreme Court Justice, Ruth Bader Ginsburg. So, you know, we have Father Pavone from Priest for Life on. I'll ask Father Pavone. That's a great question, Phil. Superb question. I will talk to him about it. We'll get the real deal, the real answer on Ronald Reagan and the pro-life question. But since you've been a loyal listener, since this is your first call, please stay on the line. We'll give you a signed copy of The War for America's Soul. You can get yours at SebGorka.com. We even have a shop now. Yes, all kinds of things. Hats, shirts, mugs, you name it. You can also get signed copies of The War for America's Soul. All right. More of your calls in a moment. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor. Please, if you're suffering from pain now and nothing else has worked, will you just stop for a second and see the incredible testimonials at ReliefFactor.com and then take the plunge? Listen to Alicia from California. I'm a grocery store worker, and I've been working doubles during the coronavirus shutdown. At 52 years old, my two bad knees are not getting a rest. I literally have to limp to and from bed. 2 days into Relief Factor, and the pain has decreased substantially. So thankful for this amazing product. Shouldn't you be like Alicia? Shouldn't you be liberated from your pain? Find out if this amazing product could work for you. Go to ReliefFactor.com, order the 3-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Take it morning and evening as I do, and I promise you by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know if it works for you like it works for Alicia and me. ReliefFactor.com, 800-500-8384, ReliefFactor.com.
Portions of America First are brought to you in part by Trump Card.
ESPN's Max Kellerman, what a loser. Jeff, we need to invite him to a debate. Oh, that would be fun. Let's just ask him. Let's go to your calls. Let's squeeze in Andrew, Ohio, line 4. Welcome aboard.
Yeah, I'm excited for the debate next Tuesday.
You're not the only one.
I can't, yeah. But about these Democrat lies about the rich paying their fair share, the top 1% pay more income tax than the bottom 90%.
Correct.
And 5 of the 10 wealthiest counties and 9 of the 20 richest counties are in the Washington, D.C. area. I will never vote Democrat again in my life. They are the epitome of greed, yet they complain about the rich, even though the rich pay most of their salaries. It's insane to me.
It's all those overpaid government employees that moved into D.C. and Northern Virginia. You're absolutely right. And that's why Washington voted more than 90% in favor of Hillary Clinton. We need to move all these ministries, all of these departments out of D.C. Put them in, I don't know, Tennessee or Ohio. That would change things rapidly. Thank you, Andrew, for a great call. Let's go to Tony, Louisville, line 3. Welcome, Tony.
Hey, Sebastian. Been a fan of yours since you first started on the radio.
Thank you.
Yeah, I live in Louisville, and the tragedies that have gone on for months here just really just open season on a beautiful downtown Louisville, very thriving town.
But does it matter? What do the residents of Louisville conclude when they see that, Tony? Do they wake up?
A lot of us have, but, I mean, I don't live in a poor neighborhood. And, you know, I see the Black Lives Matter signs and, you know, just I don't get it. You know, I don't get people. I don't know why anybody would be cowed. You know, these people come up and, you know, spit on these older people's food and stuff like that. Nobody comes to their defense. I don't get it. I don't get it at all. They couldn't do that around me. I don't know.
Well, listen, be safe, my friend. Stay on the line for being a loyal listener. We'll give you a signed copy of Why We Fight. Let's shake things up a little bit. Tony, God bless. This is America First. If you're enjoying it, I will be joining Lou Dobbs on the Fox Business Network tonight. In addition, don't forget, you can get this podcast for free wherever good podcasts are available. If you like it, if you subscribe, you could write us a little review. And don't forget our YouTube channel. Sorry, they don't let us play the music, but sometimes we just sing along. Hey, that's a good idea. Maybe we should do that with Jennifer Horn. She's next, all the way from California, and then national press spokesman for the presidential campaign, Hogan Gidley, recently of the White House, but now traveling the nation. He'll be with us and telling us what he's witnessing in this, the greatest nation on God's earth. And don't forget, this episode of our podcast is sponsored by our good friends at GoodRanchers.com. American steaks. Do good. Eat good.